The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dino. Hey, welcome to Tapping In. And I'm so glad to be here with you. We had a major power outage, probably having something to do with how many Christmas lights we had up. And so... So I think we burned out all the fuses everywhere, including mine. Anyway, I'm glad to talk to you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here. And I got all kinds of interesting things to talk about tonight. I'm going to talk about life. I'm going to talk about youth. I'm going to talk about death. Everybody's always interested in death, you know. Ooh, such a scary thing. Scary topic for a lot of people. And you always want to know about death. You always want to know, where are my loved ones? Are they on the other side? Are they really watching me? Are they hanging out with me? Do they care what I'm up to? Should I be caring what they're up to? Is it okay for me to peek in and check on them every now and then? Is it okay for me to learn how to do that? Anyway, there's a lot of things going on. And there's a lot of things that I learned when I died with COVID. I went through a dimension that God called the dimension of death. This was frankly a scary dimension. I never talked about it much with you guys because it was scary. I don't want to scare you. I don't want you to be afraid of death. I want you to embrace death and embrace life. And I want you to be good with it. And I think when you can embrace something is when you understand a little bit more about it. Is there anything scary about death? Yeah, of course there is. Is there something scary about the process? Anytime you've got any kind of process, you don't know exactly what's up because you hadn't done it before. It's a little freaky, you know? It's like you don't have experience with this. And so, but I had experience with this. So I understand a lot more about it than the average person. And I can see a lot more spiritually than the average person. And so I want to tell you my latest take on this. And the reason that I do have a latest take on this is because this dimension, there's a big dimension in between us and the highest heaven. And God called it the dimension of death. And I went through this to get to the Zion heaven that I keep on talking to you guys and telling you guys about. And I really kind of had an awareness of such a beautiful thing that I've been teaching you guys about Zion heaven and getting these high spiritual gifts from this high heaven. I had this epiphany as I was doing an early morning radio show the other day, and Terry Mahoney's here visiting, hanging out with us. And she was cooking breakfast or doing something with someone in the kitchen. I overheard her, and she was talking about the beautiful mountains of Zion heaven. But she was talking about it like, the kind of toothpaste she just used or something. You know, it was very, commonplace. And I thought, how cool is that? How cool is it that Terry had a great sense of Zion heaven, what it looks like, how beautiful the mountains are, how spectacular the heaven is, how wonderful God is. Okay, that's pretty cool stuff. And I realized that I had done my job. I realized, okay, I can quit now. This is good. And so, or maybe I just begun. But I realized that I was able to teach Terry how to see the highest heaven. So if I taught Terry how to see the highest heaven, I would assume maybe some of you guys can. I would assume most of you guys can. And I'm really, really excited about that. And so the thing that seals us between Earth, or had sealed us between Earth, we had a seal, if you would, in the Bible, I'm going to talk a little biblical, but even though I'm certainly a biblical idiot, not a scholar, but I'm, there's the seals, and the seal was broken, and the seal was broken, and say, what's a seal? What is a seal? There are seals, and these seals are dimensional blocks, where a dimension blocks you from getting to the next point, the higher point. That's what a seal is. And so you'll get spiritual gifts as you go along, and these spiritual gifts will allow you to clear all these seals or blocks that you have And blocks are bad. Blocks aren't good. There's nothing good about a block. You can have a trauma, get a block. You could have anything happen to you in a negative sense and end up with blocks. And so you want to always remove your blocks if you're able to. And you guys are really able to. You guys are spiritual freaks in nature these days. I'm always blown away at your abilities. And I'm always jumping through hoops and trying to blow you away with mine, I now am blown away with yours. And so I just want to talk about you. I want to talk about why these different blocks are there, how to get through these blocks, how to get rid of these fears, especially the fear of this dimension, which is the dimension of death. And so, because that dimension is cracking apart, here's what I figured out. I figured out in this dimension, this is where all illness is located. All the bad illnesses are located in this dimension. It's a vast dimension between Earth and, say, the highest heaven, Zion heaven. And in this dimension, there's dark neighborhoods, if you would, and this is where all the dark energies are that block you and block your health and those type of things that you don't exactly control. They can block your health, they can block your wealth, they can block any kind of progression you have, they can block your happiness, they can block your love, they can block anything worth having is worth blocking for these guys. And so these dark energies can do this. And so if I show you how to clear this dimension, which I've now figured out how to do, and the reason is I had to keep on clearing, keep on clearing, keep on clearing. And as I kept clearing, I kept, seeing this dimension expanding. And now the dimension is cracking apart like they all eventually do. When the dimension of death cracks apart, the dimension of illness cracks apart. When the dimension of illness cracks apart, you're able to instantly heal. Nice. Nice. So whatever's wrong with you will heal up. And or if you've got a loved one that's sick or something going on, you can work on it a little bit. Like a lot of you guys have learned how to do spiritual work now, learned how to do spiritual healing now, and you see miraculous things happen. How cool is that? Well, that's about the long short of it. So anyway, this breakthrough that I've seen in the last 2 or 3 weeks is quite miraculous, and I've seen it progressing over the last year. And now we're at a point where things are really shifting around, and you guys are being affected by this a lot. And so that's the reason I'm talking to you about it tonight. Anytime I figure out anything, I tell you guys the next minute, not the next day, but the next minute, the next second. If I figure out something, I'm telling you about it. I'm going to let you know how to do it. And just in the event that if I disappear tomorrow, you guys got this. You guys got this. You really do. You can help yourself, your family members, your world, the earth. You can bring in these lights that are, that have never been here before. You can bring in these spiritual gifts that I don't think have been here before. And this is a really major time we're existing in. Sometimes you'll notice my tapping ins now sound a lot like the master classes. And so that's because I have so much to tell you that I have to just every time I get a chance to talk at you, I want you to hear some of these major things and get some of these major gifts. I want you guys to be able to maneuver through this blocked dimension that has been blocked and be able to let and allow all the healing energy that's possible to show up in your body. So I want you to ask your angels right now, just say angels, angels, there we go. And I'm going up to Zion heaven. I'm sitting there actually in God's, I'm sitting on God's lap, and it's my little child spirit. My child spirit's the most powerful part of my spirit, and your child spirit's the most powerful part of your spirit. And so this child spirit, your little child spirit's hanging out up there with God, and God's taking a ball of light and putting inside of your child spirit. There we go. Your little child spirit, there we are. He's cute. As a little child spirit's getting a ball of light inside of his chest, a little crown on his head. There we go. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You may notice that your arms now got warm, your hands got warm, your face got light. Oh, y'all, you guys feel all that going on? You feel it? There we are. There we are. See? Some of you guys' sinuses open. Raise your hand if you feel a little something going. wherever it is in your body. Hey, a bunch of y'all, you ain't going, wow, okay, this is exciting. And so this is the most important thing, to be able to have this connection. Now I want you to, with your little child spirit, ask God, will he give your child spirit the ability to clear this dimension of death? God, please give my child spirit the ability to clear this dimension of death and illness. There we go. I see most of you got about a couple of hundred staffs. Some of you guys got a couple of hundred swords. Some of you guys, and I see all these bands of angels moving into your body. I see all these bands of angels moving into your body. These bands of angels are moving in and bringing you all these gifts and bringing you all this light. And there we are. And now I see some of these angels slipping into your body. There we go. It looks kind of like that. That's kind of what it looks like. And so, and these angels are bringing in beautiful light, beautiful tones, hear heaven's choir singing. And I feel these angels slipping right into your physical body. Let me talk to Jonathan, if I could. Jonathan.
Carlo, I got it right here.
Yeah, because I saw an angel. I saw an angel slip into his body. I hadn't talked to him before, I don't think. I don't know if I have. Have I? I don't know if I talked to you before.
Yeah, you talked to him before.
Oh, I have?
Yeah, one time.
Oh, okay. I felt an angel and saw him, the angel Michael, actually. You can't tell. The angel Michael is androgynous and looks like a him and a her. But I saw the angel Michael slip into your body. You felt that, right?
Yeah, initially I was a bit shaken, but now I feel much like calmer. So yeah.
When that slipped in, that angel slipped in, Angel Michael, is when you felt powered. You felt empowered. You know, you thought, what's he doing? Talking about the dimension of death. Ah, I'm scared. Ah, right. And so, but then you feel this light going into you. That's the Angel Michael. That's big. If you have the Angel Michael, that's big. He's the Archangel Michael. He's the head of heaven's armies. And so that means if you have the Angel Michael in your arsenal, you are a heavenly warrior, if you would, on this side. And the Angel Michael's like you. He's good looking. There we are. And so he's always painted in some depiction of being very handsome. And so, but you're going to find that you'll feel a lot different. Feel the back of your head warming up now. Your back of your head's getting a little lighter.
I feel it here in front of my head.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's good. That's your third eye. And so, but I see your God cord lit up, and your God cord comes down to the back of your head, and it's lighting up your whole brain. And so there, you'll find yourself very different, and you'll be able to get in touch with your angels that quick. It's like a thought away, because your angels are inside of you. And you are inside of them. You are one with them. And so that was a major shift. That's going to be fun for you. That's going to be, that's going to be really fun. When you sleep, do you see swirls and stuff in your eyes when you shut your eyes at night sometimes?
Not really.
Okay, you will. You're going to see like purple swirls, and you know, it's going to be a little crazy. And so,
what is that?
That's just the energy fields. You're going to be able to see the energy fields. Where are you anyway? Where are you? Where am I talking?
Sweden. From Sweden.
Oh, okay. That's right. I remember you now. And so, but you're going to find that that'll happen for you. And so.
Good. Thank
interesting.
You.
Yeah. Do you have a question? Any questions?
Yeah. I want to focus on money. And I have a very strong desire to be financially free and retire my parents and doing all this cool stuff. So, but I haven't really found my way, vehicle to that place. So,
yeah, well, just let it come to you. You don't have to find it; it'll find you. You have to achieve. You have to achieve the high vibration, and when you achieve this higher vibration, it'll show up. You don't have to go find it. It's just going to come to you. It's really simple. Let me show you what's blocking you, okay? I can see this whole dimension that I call the dimension of death, okay? And illness. And so as I see that, I'm now, there's a black blob over on the right side of you. Let me see if that's correct. Yeah. And there's a black blob over there. I want you to ask God for the sword to clear this darkness.
God, please give me the sword to clear this darkness.
Okay, this will block your financial stuff. Okay, reach up and get the sword. Reach and get it. There you go. You got it. You got it. Your hand got warm. Hot, actually. Feel it? See? Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now take it and clear that blob. There's a black blob out there. There, and you just now cleared it. Sinus is open. Hand got really hot. Head got really hot. Whole body feels really good, really bright, really light. Big giant God matrix moved into your body. It got beams of light going everywhere. And this is your perfect manifestation of your perfect heaven with your perfect God matrix that God made for you, customized for you.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Yeah.
God.
And that was already coming to you because you desired it. You manifested it, but it couldn't reach you because of this dimension that we just cleared and worked through. This is
Okay,
one of
I
the
understand.
major, this is one of the major block dimensions that blocks everybody on the planet. And I figured it out in the last year, but I just now got it where I can explain it to you. And so, and here we are. And so, but you, and you cleared it. And there we go. God says you can keep the sword, and he winked at you. Okay. He
Thank you,
said
God.
he also likes you. Okay. So when God likes you, it's one thing. God loves everybody, but I don't think he always likes everybody, but he likes you. It means he likes the way you think, act, treat people. And you treat people very godlike, which is good. And so, and he appreciates you for that. He loves your mother too. And so I
Thank you,
see it.
God. Thank you,
Okay.
Kara.
Yeah. Good luck. Let me know
Thank
how
you
you
so
do.
much.
All right.
Yes,
Feels
thank you
good.
so much. Thank you,
God, I
everyone. Thank
feel
you.
how warm you feel. That's crazy. Woo. I got really hot. Y'all feel that? Ask for those same gifts he got. You want to piggyback on that one? That was a major, major gift to clear this dimension of illness. And so there we go. Richard Rubish, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. You felt it. It came down. You got that gift of healing. That was crazy. You got that major gift to clear this major dimension that's blocking us all and making us sick, right? And so and
Wait a
now
minute, Richard. Sorry.
there we are. There we go. There you go.
Hey,
There.
Gary.
Richard, hey buddy, what did that feel like? I seen that
Oh
gift
my gosh.
overtake you.
It did. And I had tears in my eye because I asked for it the same time he did. And wow, it felt
Powerful.
fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I got tears in my eyes too. Yeah. It was very powerful. Very, very powerful. And so this dimension is a no joke dimension. This is a dimension that if you guys clear this, you're going to be able to help yourself with healing, your closest loved ones with healing, the world with healing, everything with healing. You're going to be able to bring in enough light to matter, because this is a big old block on the planet and now it's falling apart. And so, interestingly enough, you know what it's like. I've suffered with a leg wound since COVID, and then I had worst case scenario situations and could have lost my leg and my life. And I didn't take y'all through all that, but it was that serious. And now it's getting better, and it's because I figured out how to clear this dimension. Finally, right? And
Nice.
so I had a little incentive. You had a leg wound as well.
Yes.
What about what's this? What is this? Why are we ending up with illnesses that can't be healed?
Yeah,
Right?
exactly.
Crazy, right? Yeah.
Right.
And you healed yours. I healed yours. You healed mine. I healed, you know. And so that's what it's like. See, we heal each other. And but this is a very powerful dimension. You just got this gift to see what happens with that. I know you have a healing circle. This is going to really be a game changer. So,
So when I got that sword, I cleared the 10 dimensions and my God cord going up, correct? That
yeah.
you use it just like that all the
It's
way up?
just, well, it's automatic, and you end up in a
Oh, it is
place.
automatic.
It's
Okay.
automatic, and you end up in a place where there was this big giant light space, and he had one blob on him. It looks like a black blob, the color of black tar. Biblically, I started the other day. I have this ability sometimes, which is a freaky ability, and I don't have it all the time, but I have it sometimes, where I can channel scripture, and then I have somebody there looking it up real fast, and they're reading it, and it means something. So I channel. I don't remember where it at in Genesis, but anyway, Genesis something, and all of us and the scripture read, and it's the tar pit. You know, blah 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 blah. It started talking about tar pits, right? And so these tar pits are in this dimension, and these gifts clear those dark energies that clear the person's health. And if your health is perfect, then you don't die. How cool, right? And so this is so important. And I don't. I've always wondered why I was so close to different. Characters, you know, in the Bible or in, you know, the different religious texts, you know, from all religions. But I'll be close with one every now and then. God will give me one or give me a guru to hang out with for a year, and or two or three or now or forever. And I always have been fascinated with Enoch, the book of Enoch. I wrote a book called Your Keys to Heaven. And Dean and I wrote that some 20 years ago. And it was talking about the 10 dimensions that get you up to heaven. Once you clear the 10 dimensions that are all the blocked, sealed dimensions on the planet Earth, you're able to get to heaven, the first heaven. And from there on, you can see, hear, and talk to God. So I figured if a person can see, hear, and talk to God, what else do they need? Right? Well, you would think that would be enough. It's not, because they continue to try to block us as we become more spiritual beings, as we turn into God beings, super beings, if you would. Super beings. Can you imagine being a super being? What is a super being? Well, a super being would be what I went through, and I had to become a super being to survive COVID. Because if I didn't become a super being, in other words, I had to be a God being in every sense, or die. So suit yourself there, buddy. You know? And so as you become these super beings, you'll find these other bigger dimensions will block you. And you have to learn how to clear those blocks. As you do, you become more spiritually gifted. Whatever you're good at, you're going to be better at. If you were good at writing, you're going to be super good at writing. If you're good at earning money, you're going to be super good at earning money. You see, if you're good at just being kind and loving to everybody and treating folks good, you're going to be really good at that. And so, but it all has to do with good stuff, not bad stuff. And it has to do with getting rid of these blocks. And so, but as I see you now, I'm seeing things that were negative on you, Richard, that are falling off you and falling off. It's just clearing you. Now I can do it real fast. I'm going to do it for you. There we go. I just did it. There we go. Feel how hot you got inside?
Oh yes. Thank
Yeah.
you, Gary.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, and you'll get, you know, you'll get to where you can do it. You know, like it looked like it was effortless for me. It was. It frankly was. And so, but it's not because I hadn't practiced. And so you will do the same, and you'll be able to do that for yourself and for other people that you're in your healing circles and everything and all your meditation stuff you teach. And you know, it's all good. So, but I saw you really get him. I saw you got the gift that this young man got a minute ago. So that's a beautiful thing. There we go. And I think a lot of you guys got that same gift, because in this dimension, this is one of the final frontiers that's keeping us from turning our worlds into true heavens. And so this is going to really help you. This is a big deal. Anyway, there we go. Thanks.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Gary. Thank you.
Hey.
Love you.
Hey, love you back. See you soon. There we go. Anyway, I hope you guys got something out of that. That was a big deal right there. That whole thing was like, wow. You know, that was really in the wow category. And so, because it's such a big thing to be able to clear this dimension. And so, this is truly a big hellish dimension that keeps us from finding our heaven. And so, all of you guys are looking for happiness. You're looking for love. You're looking for success. Okay, you can get all that. It's yours. It's already yours. You're a human being on the planet Earth. You're a God being that lives on Earth. And so, with being a God being, And you're not going to get everything. It's not like click your heels together like the Wizard of Oz. You're not going to get everything perfect or everything that you decide. Sometimes it's up to God to figure all that out, you know? And so God's will, then everything works out. But that was a big dimension to clear. And now it's out there. You guys can do it. You guys are going to be able to do it. Let me talk to iPhone 2. And so Lisa Marie, it's under iPhone 2.
iPhone 2.
Hey, my girl. Are you there? Uh-oh, let's see.
There I am.
There you go. Perfect.
It took a while to find. Sorry about that.
My girl, so you're a hospital chaplain, besides being my friend, and you're an amazing human being. You're all about love. You're all about light. You're all about doing people good. You're all about teaching other people how to act right, you know. So you're just good. You're just a good human.
Oh, thank good, you.
Yeah, and so what did you get out of what just occurred?
That was a masterclass in a very short period of time. That was excellent. From the moment that Archangel Michael stepped into Jonathan, and wow, it was really right? good. I'm still here clearing, and it's just such a blessing, because I've been asking. I just knew there was something there for me to move to that next level of
this is it
service. Yeah,
this is it. This is it, guys. This yeah. is it. And so, but it really, really is. You know, this particular dimension, as you beat through this one, this is major, and things go really bright, really good, really quick. And so there you go. And you can feel it. You can feel it inside you. And it's a very solid feeling, different feeling, you know. And with you, you command a lot of angels. When I look around you, there's some, oh, I don't know, a few thousand angels around you right now. That's
I appreciate powerful. Them.
Yeah, well, they're yours. They're not my. You know what I mean? Well, they're all ours. We share them, but you have an amazing number of angels, and so that means when you say a few good words for someone, I'm going to pray for this person, or I'm going to shine a light on their life. You're shining a lot of light, and you have a lot of angels shining a lot of light. It looks like that. It's a very crowded sky. And so that's
that
really
helps
good.
To hear.
Yeah, you feel how you got warm? You feel it. Yeah, it's like that.
Very
hard. Yeah. So it's not just you doing it. You're tapped in. And this particular dimension, as you clear it, guys, is going to give all you guys the same ability to do this. And the more you use it, the better you get at it. The more gifts you get, the better you get at it. And so there we go. Perfect. I just want to say I love you. That's all.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate love you too. Thanks for what you're teaching us.
Hey, that's good. I knew you got a lot out of that. I could feel it. Okay. And now I see it with the angels. You got one troubled family member, right?
Just one? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We have a very big family.
Okay. Well, I see one troubled family member. I want you to just say a prayer for that person.
Okay.
There you go. Feel how hot you got?
Yeah, my hands are really hot. Is it the addiction demon one?
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Look Thank how you. You. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, that mattered. That mattered.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank Thanks you. On. Appreciate yeah. it.
Yeah, appreciate you. It's crazy. That's crazy. But it's that easy, guys. It's really, really, this makes it a lot easier for us. It really, really does. And anytime you can peel yourself out of death, and anytime you can peel yourself out of sick, it's quite major. And so, because we don't want to be sick, and we don't want to die. We don't want our family to die. We don't want our loved ones to die. We don't want ourselves to be sick and die. You know, really it is. So it's really, really important to stay in this healing zone and to keep this dimension cleared. You know, there's probably not a one of you I'm talking to that hadn't lost somebody. And you know what that feels like. And there's probably not a one of you I'm talking to who hadn't been sick before, you see. And so this dimension gained a lot of ground through the COVID times. Every time you have something like that happening to the earth, this dimension gains a lot of ground. And so we got to beat through and keep the darkness out of this dimension so that this dimension does not affect us and our loved ones. And so it's really super important, super important. And now you guys are all lit up in that dimension. I can't believe I could do that. I really couldn't. You know, the first time I went into this dimension, I got really, really, I was really sick with COVID. I had died one time, and then I went into this dimension. I seen this horrible looking thing that was very scary and crazy demon looking thing. And then I saw a black skull fall on my hospital bed and bounce off onto the floor, if you can imagine that, right? And I saw the nurse see it. The nurse looked, she didn't know what she was seeing and freaked out. And so, I mean, it was a lot of craziness, a lot of crazy spiritual things occurring when I died. And as I kept, I got in that, I was getting stuck in there. I felt it sucking me in. And I heard God's voice screaming at me and said, "Stay out of there." But I could tell it was God's voice. So I just simply went to the voice. I could hear the direction of God's voice, and I went to that direction. That took me through this dimension, out the other side of it, and into Zion heaven. Then I realized this dimension was the dimension that had sealed us in from going to the highest heaven and getting the highest spiritual gifts. So then I worked on it the whole time I was ill for many months. And I worked on it until I got it down to where I could teach it to you guys. And I did. And so now then, this, I figured out how to go back, because they beat my butt that time. And I figured out how to go back and tear them up. And so now then, I got the spiritual gifts, and I can transfer them to you guys as easy as I can use them. And so, because that's what oneness is. Why are we one with one another? Everybody's a pain in the butt, if you think about it. All your family members, all your closest people you love, you know, many times through your day, you think, if I'm going to choke this person, you know, and these are your loved ones. These are your loved ones, right? These are your closest in people. And many times during our days, our loved ones think, I'm going to choke you. And so you realize, you know, you have this going on. Right? You have this going on to where you're thinking, I really do feel like killing something. And then you really are able to get above that, go into oneness. And when you do, the two of you will have the power to lick whatever's after you. And so there's all these different dark energies around the cosmos. You know, I don't know everything. I'm not telling you guys I know everything. I'm telling you guys I know a bunch because of the nature of what I've done for my whole life and how I was born spiritually gifted in the beginning. Little country town in North Carolina, you know, little country daddy that worked in a sawmill, little country mama. Oh my God. Oh my God. Beautiful times. Beautiful times. I see my mom. Interesting. This will allow you. See, this is a new dimension I'm working in, so I'm seeing new stuff happen as we go. I could see my mom. Made me tear up. My mom popped in and said, she's proud. And she's proud because I was able to clear this dimension. And so not only can I see my mom that clear, my mom can see me that clear. How cool is that? Just moves heaven a step closer to our physical bodies, to our physical existence on the planet Earth. So this means that your loved ones on the other side, you've got a grandma, whoever you got, your mom, your dad, whoever's over there, this moves them a notch closer to you. I didn't know that until it just happened. You see? So when I learn something, I teach you something. First time I ever seen that. You see? And it was really neat to see it. And so she don't usually interrupt my shows, and she don't usually interrupt me if I'm doing whatever stuff. But I can see my mom on the other side, of course. Very close to her all my life. I mean, she was the best one and best mom in the world. But there we go. You can see her, Dean. I see you seeing her. Can you see her?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was muted. Yep. Venus. I see her all the time.
Yeah. But look how clear she is. That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty wild. I see.
Her birthday's coming up.
It is.
Yeah, one day before Judy's.
Her birthday is her birthday is Valentine's Day.
Yep.
I don't want to make you cry, Dean, but I see your dad. But I see your auntie. Look how clear she looks.
Yep.
You had a crazy aunt that owned a bar.
She did.
Yeah. I
That's
see
what
her.
I grew up in the bar.
Yeah. You're serving alcohol at what age?
I don't know. I was sitting on the bar, so 5, 6 years old. She would hand me the beers, and I would hand them to the people in the bar.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't
What
think it was
was
a I don't think there was a restriction back then for some reason. So.
it? There was no restrictions in Cajun Louisiana. So, what was her name?
Well, her real name was Lucille, but everybody called the Bebe, Baba. That's what
Oh,
that
that's
was her
right.
name. Yeah.
Bebe. I see her so clear. Wow. Oh. Yeah, I can see her. That's wild. Suddenly the show went to us guys. Sorry. But I see you're hugging your dad.
I saw my dad. I went to church with my mom, and it's an old church in Louisiana. It's one of the oldest churches in Louisiana. It's
It's
200.
amazing. It's an amazing church. It's St.
200,
Michael's.
yeah, St. Michael's. I think it's 220 years old. It's pretty old. So, I was in church, and I seen my dad and his dad standing by the cross of, there's a big 20-foot cross of Jesus in the church. And I saw him right during the middle of Mass. I was like, whoa. I said, well, there's my dad and his dad. But after church was over and everything, a guy came up that works with the priest and everything. He was talking to my mom and I. He goes, you know, the Mass was so special today because your dad was there in church with us. And I just looked at him like, did you see him too? He goes, he's always there in church. He goes, that was his thing. Because my dad, when he retired, didn't have anything to do. So he went back to him and started being an altar boy at 65 years old again. And he would go work in the church and help the priests. And so this guy says, I see your dad in church all the time.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's crazy. So I
Yep.
just seen him with Bebe. I forgot it. I forgot that. I forgot
Yep.
what her name was, Bebe. That's crazy. Yeah. Neat. So this is letting me know though that I'm, you know, like I've seen your auntie before. And many years ago I saw her around you. When I first met you, I saw her around you. And so anyway, when I look at things that I are usually commonplace that I might have seen before, now they're right there at my fingertips. So this moved heaven a whole dimension. I don't know if it's a whole dimension. I think it would be like many dimensions or the major block. I don't know what the answer is here, except that I see heaven much closer in now. And I usually don't see it so crisply. Like I can see, you know, visions, of course, that's what I always do. But this is very crisp. The vision is crisp. And so it's very, very clear. How cool. Good to know. Good to know. Anyway, enough about us. What was I doing? I got lost in my own stuff.
You're asking, answering questions.
Oh, okay. Good. Who was I talking to?
I don't think you have anybody now. So if you
Oh,
want, I could
good.
pick somebody for you.
Do it. Do it, girl. Do it.
I got someone special. I've got
Who is
Monica
it?
Jackson on the MOJ show. She's actually here. I got to get
Oh,
her.
really? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, there I see her. Monica, I love you. How are
Hi.
you?
I'm great. Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can. Hello, girl. What you doing?
I am
Yes.
so happy to be here. First of all, I want to say thank you to your team, to Dean and Michelle. They're such awesome people. I'm watching the way you guys organize this show and how your guests are coming on, and you guys are doing a great job. And I
Thank
want your
you.
guests to know that I'm a former news anchor in Las Vegas, so
Yes.
I'm used to having to ask the questions. So
Yeah, it's
it's
so
nice
weird,
to be on
right? What,
the other side.
I'm interviewing instead of being interviewed, you know. And
Exactly.
so
Yeah.
you've interviewed me, I don't know, 100 times and stuff.
Many times.
Dang.
I know. I know.
On
And
Fox,
it's
you
nice
know.
to see you in your element, Gary. This is super. This is awesome.
Yeah, just do what I do. Yeah, that, you go with it. You don't think about it, and it just is. It's real, you know. And you know, the beautiful thing, because I've done a bazillion interviews, where I'm interviewed, and so with morning show after morning show after morning
Yes,
show, you know,
indeed.
and so with TV and radio, and to be interviewed by you was such a pleasure,
Oh, bless you, my friend.
because.
Thank you.
And I always told you that. And I don't know if you thought I was just blowing smoke for a minute, but I really enjoyed you because you were so real.
Thank you, Gary.
When you said something, you meant it. And when you ask a question,
Absolutely.
you know, you felt like it needed to be answered.
Yeah, thank
And
you.
you know, and so you're just a superstar. And I know you got a lot of new things working. You're looking great.
Oh my
Oh my
gosh,
God,
thank you.
you look great. Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you. It's a lot of work and a lot of vitamins.
Yeah. Well, you know, there you go. Well, I keep on trying to stay preserved, you know, and look the same.
Hey,
We're
always
going
look
along.
fantastic. You know that. You look fantastic. You know, it's not a lot of people who can wear white, especially for me. After a certain age, I stopped wearing it because it shows all the lumps and bumps.
Well, you know, I always had lumps and bumps. Maybe that's it. It's normal. And so, but you're a joy. You're just a
Thank
joy.
you. You
And I
are as
see.
well.
And I see all this light that I always saw around you. I feel so connected with you.
Thank
I see
you.
great
Likewise.
things. I see great things coming your way and that are in your face. And so I see big shifts in things
Yeah.
that are designed especially for you. And
Well,
so
you know, thank you. Because I had, you know, I don't know, Gary, if I talked to you since you were such a great influence. I remember everything. I remember all the conversations that we had on air, and it was always live TV, and you were always fantastic as you are here on your platform. And I don't know, I think you brought me a lot of good luck because since I talked to you, I've won an Emmy. I
yay.
was inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Yay.
And you already knew I've been married for 36 years. My son is 18 now, first year in college, and God has just been blessing us, ups and downs like everybody else. But I also left the desk in 2018, the news desk, to pursue my own show. So a lot of updates there. But you know, I could talk forever, and I can tell you, I can give you all the updates because I have a question about what we're doing now because it's a heavy lift and we got a lot going on.
It'll happen with luck and light as you have plenty of it. And so I'm just going to clear away a little dark energy that we all have,
Okay.
right? And so as I clear that, and I heard let you clear it, God's giving you a special golden staff. And this golden staff is very powerful, and it's got jewels in the top of it. And he's handing it to you. It looks a little bit like the staff the Statue of Liberty carries. And
Okay.
so like the torch. And so, but he's God, I see, just see God giving you this spiritual gift. There it goes. It went into your body. Your arms got warm. There we go. And your hands now. There we go. Now your feet. There we are. There. Now see, there we go. And I just see all this light. Yeah, it looks kind of like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's
Wow.
all
Okay.
it's all made of jewels and stuff. And so, but this will clear your path. And anytime you see a jeweled staff, this is a heavenly hierarchy gift. And this will bring in a special abundance. And so I see abundance coming from three different sources at the same time, creating a perfect good storm. And so this is good. This is good.
I and this is great. I'm loving this because, you know, like I said, it's called the MOJ Show, and it's a talk show unlike anything else that you've seen, based out of Las Vegas.
I saw you do, remember years ago I said I saw you doing this.
I know. That's why
Oh,
I
you
wanted to
did.
talk to you because
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to follow up. And you know, I'm like, I want to ask all these questions, but
Well,
it's
we'll
like
talk.
we'll talk. Because it's been a lot, and we've done a lot right there on the Las Vegas Strip. We shot the show at Mandalay Bay. And
Fantastic.
it was just a lot going on. And I'll tell you the spiritual thing that happened with this show, and you can appreciate this. So we had gotten the show together right during COVID. And for all of your guests, I want to share this spiritual thing with you too, because I think when everybody's in the spiritual realm, you can absorb things and apply it to your life as well. So real quick, Gary, here's what happened. I had booked Carlos Santana for the show.
I'm
We're
his
in the
friend.
show.
I'm friends with him.
I know you are. So
Yeah.
one week,
Him and Cindy.
yes, we love them, right?
So we got him booked. We're about to shoot the show. We're a couple days out. His manager calls and says, he tells my husband, because my husband Delano, you know him, he is my manager. And he told Delano, I'm sorry, Carlos had a heart event. We're about to send it out on the national front. He's not going to be able to book the show. Now, we got a whole production crew. We got MG, Mandalay Bay. We're at the top, right? We got the whole suite full of people ready to shoot the show for this week. And Carlos had to drop out. So, of course, I started spinning out of control. My husband's like, calm down. I'm going to make a phone call. He calls our friend Morris Day for Morris Day and the Time. You know, Prince, that group, right?
Yeah.
He asked Morris, hey, listen, here's the deal, yada, yada, yada. Can you come to the show? Morris said, when do you need me?
Wow.
And Gary, when we got, I'm getting warm talking about this. When Morris Day came into that studio and sat down, the interview that I did with him, I could have never done it.
Make you want to shout?
Yes. Right? I could never have done that with Carlos Santana.
I know Morris Day too.
You know everybody. That's why I love interviewing you.
Yeah.
But it was the most amazing thing. And then our audio guy, he was so into the interview, he forgot that he was working. So we had to bring him back to, you know, to attention. But anyway, after that, the show, it's in market now. We have the biggest television network media group that has decided to distribute our show in over 60 markets. Okay. And oh yeah, it's pretty amazing. And
that's the deal. But that, honey, that is, and I love you so much. That's the deal that people pray for.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the Oprah deal.
Yeah. We're looking for like investors and sponsors and all of that. Yeah.
I see three majors. I see two majors and then the big major pops in, and that's what
two major sponsors.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Oh, and wow.
And another real major.
That's okay.
Like, yippee. Okay. That's all you need.
Okay.
I see. All right.
And then I have
Warm. You got warm in your arms when I said it.
See, I got warm everywhere.
Oh, good. All right. There we are.
This has been, that's perfect. Like, and you got to be a guest on my show too.
I would love it.
Right?
Yeah. Let me be the reoccurring guru. Let me just be the reoccurring psychic that pops on and off. That's a perfect. I've always wanted to do that with a talk show. I've always wanted to be on a fun show with someone I loved that I could talk about real stuff.
Yeah. And yeah, you know, I would have you on. Me and you could go for 2 hours. It doesn't even matter to me. Yeah, I see somebody asking, like, they wanted the link to the show. What is it, Delano? It's the mojshow.com.
Okay.
And I see our friend Shelly Berkowitz is here.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw her pop up in the feed. So hi to Shelly. It seems like everybody I've met.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of friends on here because of just Vegas, you know.
And
but everywhere, you know. And remember Dean Otis was the one that he the real thing. He is the real thing. remember him?
Remember, yes.
Yeah. And so we have a live show we did one time.
Is that Dean? Oh, hi, Dean.
Come on,
I didn't see you on there. I'm doing great. Good to see you.
Seeing you. Are y'all still in North Carolina or are you back in Vegas?
We're actually in Florida. We did North Carolina for the holidays and it was wonderful. But our son is doing his first year at University of Central Florida. So we're here in Florida dropping him off. I'm not sure that we're going to leave because my husband is stuck on him. He won't admit that. But so he's getting used to college life. And for all you parents here on the panel, you know how that can be. It's a tough thing to drop your kid off and then walk away. So we're hanging around for a little bit longer.
Well, if you feel like coming back to North Carolina, come and visit me.
Right? I absolutely will.
All right. You're invited. You're absolutely invited.
Who was that? You, Michelle?
That's me. Hi. I love you.
Thank you. What did you have a question? What did you say?
Oh, I was saying Dean's in North Carolina with Gary right now.
Yes. Oh, great. Loving it. Y'all, one big happy family.
I'm in Vegas.
All right. Very cool, guys.
And you're part of it, and we love you. And so
love you too, Gary.
Let's talk in the next week. I see some stuff. Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll do. Thank you.
We love you. Hook up with Michelle. Michelle will hook us up. You know.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. We'll do.
Thank you, Monica.
Big
Thank
kiss.
You guys.
Thank you, Monica. Big kiss.
I just love her.
What a pleasant amazing. Surprise. That was a pleasant surprise.
Wasn't that amazing?
I did so many shows with her. You know, we did so many shows in Las Vegas. And so she's so loved, as you can see. Of course, she's lovable. I didn't even know she was friends with Carlos Santana and Cindy, who were my close friends. Yep. You know, that's neat. That's neat. And
I think she knows everybody in Vegas. She knows everybody. She's so connected.
I think she's the next Oprah, like you said, Gary.
you told her about 15, 10 years ago, something like that. A while back, you told her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many interviews that I did with her. Never a bad one. It's hard to not have a bad one. And it's almost impossible to always have good ones because they're live. And so when you're doing morning radio or morning television, you're live. You know, so here we are live on the biggest network in Fox in Vegas. And it never was anything but amazing working with her. It was just that good. And so anyway, so I'm sure there's, you know, and I predicted back then, I said, I see you having your own show and this thing is going to go crazy on you. And it's really good to know that that's happening. So, hey, that's good. That's perfect. Couldn't be better.
Happy for her.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm so happy. She have us on, Michelle. We're cool then. We'd be cool. Yeah. If you're around Monica, it just makes you cooler.
I know. They're so amazing. Her and Delano. We love them. And I love her background too. The Vegas Strip. You go, girl.
Yeah, it is. That's a great set. That's wonderful. Yep. That's perfect. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. I've got William Demps that's got updates. Hey, Will. It's good to
buddy.
See you. Happy New Year.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy. What you got going?
It's like 12,000 things happening at once. I'm not even sure to begin. I've already written it down. So cut to the bullshit. There's a voice actor I'm working with. He's got blonde hair. I'm kind of sketchy as to mention his name. I may be working with him. I'm just wanting to shed light on him. It would be a brilliant experience, to put it lightly, to work with him. And it might actually make you cry because I'm deeply connected with him from my childhood. And this coming January, at the end of January, particularly January 24th, I will be meeting Nobuo Uematsu in person. He's the composer of Final Fantasy. I met him already. And there, if you could raise your hand right now, I got the big thing that Michelle sent me as for a Christmas present. I'm sending a bunch of Reiki and a bunch of positive energy out right now. It's just 12,000 different things happening at once. I'm still doing Reiki on, you know, the retreat members. And I mean, you can already tell I'm doing 12,000 different things at once.
what can I do for you?
Shed some light. Hook me up with Monica. I've already been on the Las Vegas trip. I'm doing more interviews with Atticus Publishing. I just want a bunch of positivity, whatever that you can clear, and that whatever I can send out to everybody that can hear right now, just send light and everything. I have so much positivity coming through me. It's like a light chasm. And my third book is going through the publication process as we speak, as in at the beginning of March. Mid-March, I'm going to have it physically in my hands. If we have the spring retreat, I guarantee you, you will have it in your hands.
Good.
I'm kind of losing my shit.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be – what I see, buddy, I just see it's going to be a very lucky time for you. I see a couple of trips that feel really, really good. Something's a little delayed because of Los Angeles burning. Does that make sense to you? I don't know if it does.
Yeah.
But it's, you shouldn't worry about that. And so, but I see your things lining up, and I see new partners with your ventures. And so you're going to have some new partners that kind of get you. And so artists are crazy people. You're a crazy person.
Because
you're an artist. I'm an artist. I get it. I'm a crazy person. And so, but you got a lot of beauty. You got a lot of light, and you got more luck than you need. And so if you got more luck than you need, that's enough luck.
And so, yeah. You know, and people are always calling me and I'm beating up dough in the back of the bakery. And it's like, oh my God, my life is completely flipped upside down. And it's like, I got to send Reiki. And I'm like,
don't feel bad.
I'm just sending so much energy out. It's just like complete mass projection.
I know you're doing some pretty major things, you know, with the publicity you're getting and the light and the look you're getting with your art form. And as you do this, I just wish you more, wish you more, wish you more. And don't worry about the day job, you know, and don't quit the day job. Like with me, I was doing an interview with, I think it was Inside Edition. I had 3 or 4 interviews in one day with national TV shows. And I'm at the same time still in the piano business, coordinating a piano delivery, right? And I'm doing 3 or 4 interviews in this day. I can't remember why I had so many, but there was something going on. And I remember laying back on the couch, thinking how exhausted I was. And I said out loud, I didn't realize I was saying it out loud, but I said, when will I ever get to quit this job of delivering pianos, really, right? And then I heard a voice in my head, and the voice in my head said, hey, I was a carpenter. And I realized that I was talking to Christ, and he was telling me, hey, I was a carpenter, you know? So you're always going to have things you're going to do, you know, to pay the bills, and you could get popular before that pays you the way you need it to. And so just pay the bills, you know, and there'll come a day where you don't have to worry about paying the bills from doing that. And there'll come a day when you can actually, you know, do what you do and you'll be able to still pay your bills. And so that's what I see. So I see wonderful things with you. Good luck. Okay.
Yeah. Just love you lots. Thanks for being my teacher. And I just love you lots for real.
Hey, love you too, buddy. There we go. I just cleared everything I saw around you. Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Don't care.
Thank you, Will. Take care. Love you lots. Congratulations. Love you.
Yeah. He's like the most positive person alive.
I know. I'm so happy for him. He's doing great.
Yeah, that's really, really good. You know, and when areas have hiccups and situations happen and we don't control all that, like Los Angeles, I mean, there's a big hiccup. Who saw that coming? You know, and so when you have all that going on, sometimes that changes things. Michelle, who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Charles. Charles, we miss you. We love you. Go ahead and unmute. Hey, how's it going in the Philippines?
Hi, Gare. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Dean. Hi, everybody.
Hey, my buddy.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing much better now. Thanks to you, Gary, and everyone for praying. I got out of the hospital and I've been out for a couple months and I'm finally starting able to walk without a cane.
Good.
And but there was a thing at the time where I was at. I was in a ward with many other people. And it reminded me of you at the time when you had COVID and you said you had people, you know, you're trying to help them, but they were dying. And I was in the same situation. People were just dying left and right, or they were being told by the doctors they couldn't do any more for them, that they'd send them home. They have to go home.
Well, like you were. I remember the last time I talked to you, they'd sent you home and they said, go home and die, you know?
Well, the first time I had actually ran out of money, and then the doctor wasn't helpful, and I gave up. I left the hospital, and then I contacted you, and you said, God said it wasn't my time. So that gave me the drive, okay, I'm not going to go against God. So I went back to another hospital, and I was in there for a month, and it's just... I was just surrounded by people that had cancer, and it was just, I just remembered you. And then I wanted to thank you for helping me this time, but also thank you for your sacrifice. Cause what I saw, I had imagined you, what you had gone through, and you had to die 5 times. And
well, you know, if I got led into something that crazy, and I still am around. I had a lot to teach people, and that's what I'm doing. And I figured out how to clear this dimension that has all the illness stuck in it. And so if we can clear that off, then people that want to be healers can be super healers. And that can matter. And you really can save people's lives. It's like that. you know, I remember being hung in this COVID ward, and I remember having the nurses come in, and they would come in and stand by my bed because they could feel the light. And they would say, "I need the light, Gary. I just need some light. I just stuffed my favorite person in a body bag," you know. And so this was really rough on the people that were working through those times, and it was also rough on the people that were hung in these spaces, and they were also in a death, live or die situation. And I remember clearing these people off and sticking them back in their body, you know, a little trick I learned. You know, and so I was able to you know, to do what I could do. And so, but you're going to be able to do what you can do. And so, but you're a true blessing, and I love you, and I appreciate
it. That's what I'm saying, Gary. You took God took a bad situation, having this COVID hit us. And then because of you catching it, you was able to have to die and then bring Zion Heaven to help all of us. But I
well,
mean,
I see you guys helping yourself. You know, I have to move out of the way. I'm telling you, I see you guys helping yourself, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate the spiritual gifts you've got. I appreciate your loved one on the other side. You know, bless her heart, she's sweet, and she pops in my head a lot of days. And so, but I think you're amazing. You look fantastic, buddy. I don't know if anybody's told you that, but you're looking really good.
Yeah, you look amazing. Yeah.
Thank you. I did, but back in July 22nd, I contacted you to find out what I was supposed to do because I'm stuck here. I didn't know. And you had said that I'd be invited to this island, probably Arlene's family, which I did do on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And you said I would get some closure. And it definitely brought me a lot of peace being around them.
Oh, good.
And it good. Helped.
Good. But,
I felt fantastic. I felt at peace, no worries, new year. But then I came home, and in about a day or two, my poor cat, out of nowhere, she started acting weird. And I noticed she had a red mark or sore on her breast. And we thought maybe an Asian centipede might have bit her or a spider. And then I started feeling it, and it was hard. So then I said, we take her to the vet. And we took her to the vet. The vet's right away, got to do surgery because it's hard. It's pretty much maybe a tumor. And he did the surgery, had 9 tumors. They had to remove all of her belly skin. It was cancerous. And it was really fun. And the first day after that, she had a lot of energy eating. Second day, she just kind of, I thought she was just from medications. Then the third day she had a seizure. Then they did blood work. Her infection, when they first tested it, was at 108. Normal is 0.5. And then 3 days later, they tested it. It was still 103 compared to 0.5. And then they tested her kidneys and her liver. And they're off the charts, 3 times as high. And basically her kidneys or liver were damaged permanently, where she wouldn't recover, so I ended up having to put her to sleep. And I was also calling to ask you if you can make sure Mamao is in heaven. I asked for the river of life from God to take her. I'm hoping that now she's with Arlene, because she was like my best friend, my best cat, who I talked to.
When you said you hope she's with Arlene, which was your spouse, feel how hot your arms got.
I didn't do that.
I can just feel it because I'm an empath. I felt your arms catch on fire, which means that's the truth. I see you starting to sweat. You can feel all that light. And I see Arlene holding your kitty. And so everything is good. Arlene's got 2 other pets with her as well. And so,
Ming and George.
Okay. Yeah, there you are. And so, but that's what I see. So you're looking good. But anyway, I got to run to another person. But what's your question?
Last one is, my poor other dog has a big tumor on her side. And
I see, it feels like this dog's going to hang around for a minute.
Yeah, it's not pain, but Gary, I'm having so many things hit me.
In this dimension, just reach up and grab this staff. It's the gift of the day.
There we go. The staff.
Okay, there we go. You got it. Okay, now he got real hot. Look at him sweat, guys. See his face. See his cheek.
That's how to get him shaking.
Yeah, because you got real hot. Okay, use that gift and clear around your body and clear your pooch. There we go. All right, there you go. Use that one. Okay.
Use this all the time and clear the death dimension.
Yeah, and then you don't go through getting sick, or your, you know, things you love are not getting sick and dying on you. And so there you go. Use that. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kara. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Hey, love you, buddy.
Love you too. Bye bye.
There you go. That's nice.
Thank you, Charles. Just love him. He looks amazing.
Yeah, no, he looks younger.
Right? I mean, don't he look good? Remember the last time I talked to him? I felt so bad because he was laying down.
Yep.
Outside, and he says, the doctor sent me home. I have nothing to do except die.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm here, and I'm just gonna, and I just wanted to call, and you know, basically he was calling to say goodbye, I think. And I said, no, you're not gonna die. Yep. You go back and do this and that. And he went and did it.
Yep.
And went back to the hospital and said, there you are. But I never seen him look that good. That's great. Anyway, who are we talking to, Michelle? Yay.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. I've got Alice Smith. Alice, thank you so much for being patient. So good to see you. Oh, go ahead and unmute. There you go. Oh, wait, you muted again. Hold on. Let me unmute you. There you go. Oh, honey, are you unmuting or you want me to unmute?
Oh, go ahead. I didn't do nothing.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, my girl. How are you?
Well, what a great energy today in this gathering and to see all of you. I feel good. I was real sad today, but it just changed my mood. I am
good.
Yeah,
I see. You know, it's crazy. I see Joe sitting there with you.
Oh, my God.
I see
that
him.
Makes me even more happy.
Yeah, and see, when I said that, you feel warm in your heart.
Yes.
You feel it's a kind of a hot feeling inside. And so she just lost her spouse recently. And so, you feel that joyous thing that you felt when you guys were together.
Right, exactly. Yes.
And I hadn't experienced this before. In other words, like this new dimension of sickness and death that we were able to clear through brings everything on the other side close in like this. But I have only experienced it a few minutes ago when all of a sudden, boom, you know, I'm like tearing up, you know, and I see my mother and she says, I'm proud of you. And I saw, but I just now saw Joe sitting there beside of you and I seen him put his arm around you. And when I did, I felt you get warm in your heart in a different way. This is a new experience for me and I'm explaining it to everybody saying I hadn't seen this before. And so this is an energy field where our loved ones on the other side are now closer into us. So all we had to do was crack through this seal that had us stuck here, you know, where we are, and was blocking us, making us sick, making us dead, and or whatever, and making us be fearful. See, what you fear, you bring closer to you. And so you don't want to fear this. But this dimension now, is a dimension that I can clear. And if you would see, I hate to talk about me so much. I don't really want to do that and make the show about me. But if you could see my leg wound that was not healing, and you could see it, and Dean can tell you. Dean, was that crazy what I showed you yesterday?
Yeah, like in the last
48 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 days, but the last 2 to 3 days, his leg healed more in 2 to 3 days than it did in the last 6 months. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was sleepy. And for Michelle, you asked me before the show tonight because you couldn't keep your eyes open.
Yeah, I don't know. All of a sudden, I was like, I'm sleepy.
Yeah, that's because I'm tapping into this dimension. This dimension will make you so sleepy, you won't be able to keep your eyes open.
Oh,
okay.
God. I was sleepy too a few minutes ago. Very sleepy.
Yeah, right. You're going, why am I so sleepy? Yeah. Well, see, it makes you go into this sleepy zone and it creates a healing energy that is more powerful than anything I've ever seen. Yeah. Okay. So I'm seeing a lot of stuff, guys, this is new. I hadn't seen it myself, you know, and so I'm having to you know, kind of feel my way along a little bit in the dark to explain it to you. But that's because I'm always just real straight up and tell you what I can do, what I can't do, what I've never done before, and what's new. And so, but I never saw anybody as close in as I saw Joe with you right then, and I
Oh,
never
thank
saw it
you.
affect your heart. I saw your heart just warm up and feel full of light. And
Oh,
so,
yes. It's a lot of light, and now I just been together with you all. Really,
ah.
Oh, we love you.
people. He has made a big difference.
Well, it made a big difference because you're together with Joe. Actually, you can feel him. And so that's what it is. And so can we. And so can we. I can hear
Good.
his voice. I can hear his voice. He had a beautiful voice. He should have been a radio commentator or something.
Yes.
And so, but he had a, and he's just I hear his voice speaking. You can hear that, Michelle. Hear him?
Yeah. When you said that, I was like, oh my God, yes, he does have a good voice. And I love Joe. I miss
Yeah.
him.
Yeah,
He was
but you
loved
could.
by so many people. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We
because
all loved him.
he did so many good
Yes.
things. He
And he
always
did
did
a
good.
lot of help to the community. Yes,
He
he
did
did.
lots of things, lots of
Lots.
things. You were always like, quit giving it away. You
Yeah.
know? He was always
No.
helping everybody, every charity, everything,
Everybody. I
you know.
got letters after he passed, how many people he helped.
Yeah.
And he did it free. He just never charged them. So it
Yeah.
is a blessing.
Yeah. Well, you're a blessing. We love
You're,
you.
I was gonna say you're a blessing. You both were.
Thank
We're going to see
you.
you soon. We're seeing you
Yes, I
soon.
hope
Okay.
so. But
Yeah.
Gary, I wanted to ask you, my daughter fell 9 months ago. And she had a surgery, and now she has going to have an MRI on Monday. And they're saying it's bad because she broke her ankle. And I'm just afraid, and she's in fearful what's going on. And is
Well,
she
I'm
going
just
to have to go back to
I'm clearing her off, but I'm clearing her in this new dimension of illness.
work?
Okay?
Okay.
She may have to end up with two surgeries. Don't be afraid of the two. It's a two-part surgery,
It's a two-part.
is what I see. And so, but I'm clearing the energy in this dimension. And when I cleared this dimension on her was really bad.
Yes.
And I cracked it off of her. And
Good.
so look how warm your back got.
Yes, I'm warm.
Yeah, see?
Very
And
warm.
so all this healing energy is just rolling into her now. And usually I could not do that to that degree without maybe hanging out with her for, you know, a couple hours or something. You know? And so but she's lit up. She looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No,
Yes,
thank you.
hopefully everything goes better on Monday. Better news for her. She's very nervous
Well, you
regarding.
know, it's not the news, it's the way she digests the news. So I'm just seeing her getting it and going the right way. So there we go.
Oh,
Okay.
thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Lots of
Thank
love. Love you, girl.
you all. Thank you.
Love you,
Appreciate you.
Alice. See you soon. Okay, I'm in Vegas. I'll see you soon.
Oh,
Yeah, and I
yes,
see Joe.
please. No problem.
And I see Joe saying, you know, he saluted. See, that's interesting.
Oh,
Yeah. Yeah.
thank you. Thank
Yeah.
you. Love
All right.
you. Love you.
Okay, love you too. Oh,
Oh,
just love her.
he's so great.
that was crazy for me. You know, a lot of times I'm experiencing things, and I don't know if you guys are, if I'm relaying what I'm experiencing well enough, but I experienced something really beautiful talking to Joe.
Oh.
The first time Joe came to see me with Alice in a seminar, he was diagnosed with terminal and death, and I said, "Well, you're just not going to die. That's not your time right now." And he didn't. And he healed up and he went into remission and this happened and that happened. And, you know, we kind of worked on him and he healed up. And, you know, so it's interesting seeing, you know, people as they go through whatever they do go through. But it was very interesting seeing him come back and be that close in with her because I hadn't seen that never seen that before, ever,
Oh.
through me channeling all the dead people I talked to. And sometimes I talk to more dead people in a day than I do live. And but it was really wild seeing that. And so, but he was right there with you, and it filled her full of light. And today she needed that light. And so that was perfect for her. That was
Oh.
good. Who are we talking to, guys? Who are we talking
That's
to?
so awesome, Gary. Thank you. Well, I'm gonna get Gail Greenwood because she just lost her mom. So since we're on this roll, hi
All right.
Gail, how are you?
Hi,
Gail. Our
guys.
condolences, sincerely.
Hey, sorry about your mom. I'm so sorry.
Thank
Yeah. What can I do to help you, girl?
I don't know.
There's never a good time for mamas to die.
Oh, it was yesterday.
Oh, so sorry. So sorry. When I look at your mama, she's in transition heaven, okay? I can only tell you what I see. I can't put words in her mouth. I can't give you messages that are not there. But I could tell you more at a later time, because she just died yesterday. So she's in transition heaven, which is the most beautiful part of heaven. It looks like the Garden of Eden. And she's sitting there. I would sense this must be her mother she's with, but it's an older lady. It's her mother or auntie. Anyway, but I see this person she's with. But I feel her, she's just, I'm not able to talk to her. I'm able to see her. And so she's going through her transition. And so that's where she is. But it's good to know she's there. She made it to heaven, you know. And so she'll be fine. She's going to be fine. You know, and you will too. Let me just clear you off. So sorry about that. Ask God for a new heart. That'll help you. Just say, God, give me a new heart, please. There it goes. Put it in your chest. Put it in your chest. There we go. There we go. Slipped right in. There we are. Perfect, girl. Now I feel how when you feel warm in your chest. See? That's good. Yeah, that's going to help you. Won't fix it, but it'll help you.
I did see the orb lever.
Oh, right. You did?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right before her.
Well, when you saw the orb lever, that's much like, and she went into, yeah, I can see. And so this is happening a lot with kind of the way people pass these days when they have spiritually gifted people around them. You know, we lost Jason, who worked with me, traveled with me all over the world, did a lot of production stuff with me. And we lost him. He was very young, in his 30s, and he had a weird cancer, went quick. It was wild because he had the same orb that went in him. I saw God go in him and then God go out of him. And I said, God just took this orb out of Jason. That was his light that was in the body. And I heard Jason's go, his last breath, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was really wild seeing this. Judy was there. And so, but that was one of the wildest things I ever seen. And that I was a part of. But you, your mom is really happy in her heaven. She's blissful. So she's there, you know, and you helped everything because you brought in so much light while she was in the process. You know,
I think she was a little upset with me in the beginning because she went into January 1st with UTI, and everything that was going on ended up 5 major infection, all because of UTIs. And because they she was
well, that,
old.
That's major for old people. You know, that's major. Yeah. And when they have a urinary tract infection, they go insane. It's kind of a weird thing that occurs. Yeah,
and they put a Band-Aid on it. They don't look well. She ended up they found so many things wrong from all these UTIs. Yeah. And mom just said, I'm done. I don't want any more. And she thought she'd die right away. Mm-hmm. She did. She would glare at me for not taking her up there, but I brought everything down I could.
Yeah.
She just sort of turned.
Yeah, you did good. You did good. I love you. Big, big, big hug, big kiss, big hug, big kiss. Ask me next week about her. Now, chances are I'll be able to see and talk to her because she'll be in regular heaven, and then she'll talk her head off. Okay.
All right.
Good luck, honey. Thank you. Good luck.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you back. Love you back.
Love you too.
There we go. And I cleared all this dimension of darkness and dimension of health and death off of around her. And that's going to really help her out. That'll make her feel better. Anyway, this new dimension is crazy, though, because it actually does add so much light to you. You'll just feel it. You'll feel the healing energy. If you notice how warm you guys feel, some of you guys can feel it. And so it's a warmth that's crazy that you feel in your body. Different warmth, different thing going on. Who are we talking to, girl?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got a new couple, Lee and Mary Chris. Mary Chris, sorry. I hope I said that right. Lee and Mary Chris. Hi. Thank you for being so patient. We appreciate you being here.
Hey,
I'm
guys.
on mute. Where are you guys from? Oh, here. Good. Here, let me try it again. Ready? I'm gonna click the unmute. Now you guys click the microphone to unmute.
Is it
There you
good,
go.
Jeremy?
Hi. Yep.
Hi. We're from California, but we're not down in LA. We're more towards Sacramento.
Oh,
Oh, good.
good, good. Thank God you're not
Yeah.
affected by the fires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's
Yeah, no.
Yeah, good, 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 good. You guys
Gary,
are
I
safe.
actually went to one of your show in Sacramento. I think it was in 2006 or 2007.
I
It's been a
remember.
while.
Yes, I remember. I had
Yeah.
fun. I had fun at that
Yeah.
show. And so,
Yeah.
yeah, what's y'all's question? What's your question?
That would be Lee. Go ahead.
I'm having issues with my memory, my short-term memory. My wife and I talked about it, but now I can't remember it. But
Oh.
basically, I believe I'm having cancer, and I'm wondering if there's anything that you can do to help me clear any dimensions that are causing me issues.
Okay. Can you tell me where the cancer is?
Well, I had some in my colon, but right now it's my liver.
Okay. All right. I'm just watching this, okay? It looks like fireworks in your liver right now. I don't usually see that. So I'm seeing things I've never seen before. But I'm working in this new dimension I never worked in before. You see? You'll notice your right hand side of your body is pretty warm in your abdomen. It's a kind of a warm feeling in there. Feel that? There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the light going into your liver. That's good.
Yay.
Anytime you can put any light on cancer, that's good. You know, have I seen miracles happen and it go away? I have. How many times? Many, 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 many. Every time? No. Because I do everything I can do, but all I can do is all I can do always. And so that's not a disclaimer, it's just the truth. And so, but when I look at you, I see you lighting up in a different way. So this is pretty interesting that I see it a different way, in a very good way. And because I see tremendous light, and the more I talk to you, I feel your liver and your pancreas going very, very bright. And so this is what I see. And see, notice on the top of your stomach now, it feels the warmth has moved over to the top of your stomach. It's kind of a strange kind of feel it. See? It's kind of weird, right? And so that's your pancreas. You've never probably had a hot pancreas before. And so, but that's the energy moving into your pancreas. And that's the healing energy moving into your pancreas and into your stomach. And now I see everything moving all over your whole body. And now your hands got really warm. She got warm right then. Could you feel that? You feel yourself get warm over there? She felt that one.
I
Yeah.
feel warmer, yes.
You feel warmer. That's the healing energy. So I broke through this dimension, this new dimension I'm working in, where I'm seeing a lot of crazy miracle-esque stuff occur. And it's in this dimension, I see crazy things happen crazy quick. And so hopefully you got that. And hopefully it comes to you. And I have almost no experience in this dimension because this is brand new for me. But it's so important that I'm letting you guys know the minute I figure it out. And so, but it's a beautiful dimension of light, and it was all blocked, and now it's not. And so yours is not blocked at all now, hers is not blocked at all, and she already got the gift. You remember that staff that I told you all get that gift when it come down to somebody? You know, well, she's already got it. Just use your staff on him, clear him every day. There you go. Just take,
Wonderful.
yeah. Just there you go. There you go. See, he can feel it. See, just use your staff. Go backwards and forwards over his head. There we go. His sinus is open right then, right? Your sinus is open. Okay. She did that, not me. She did that, not me. Okay. And now his throat got warm. Now his heart got warm. Now his whole belly has got warm, warm, warm. His liver's on fire. There you go. Now I see him getting lit up all the way down to his toes. See how your leg, you could feel it when it went into your legs. Feel it? Crazy.
Yes.
All right. That's her doing that, not me. Okay. I'm just making a point. You can heal each other. You can do what I can do. And then some, many times, you know, he's your soulmate. Heal him up. You know, you want him to stay here, right? And so,
that's scary. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Yeah, yes, feel how you,
thank you very much.
Yeah, feel how hot you guys are. You guys are on fire. I mean, really, I feel that. Yeah, that's crazy. When I beat through this dimension, guys, it heals you in this crazy, amazing light comes through. And so what will it do? I don't know. All I know is I see all this crazy healing that occurred with me crazy fast. And I had been working on doing everything I could possibly do. And all of a sudden, bam, this dimension clears and stuff happens. And it was like unbelievable, you know. And so there we are. I hope this helps you. Okay.
Thank you, Gary, so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good
luck.
Thank you.
I love those guys. Those are guys.
I do too. They're so cute. Thank you. That's awesome. Good job, Gary.
That was kind of crazy to see.
Yeah.
But from my eyes, again, I'm seeing stuff. And I don't know if you guys are experiencing what I experienced, but it's really, really crazy. What question we got, Michelle? Who we got?
Oh, yeah. We got another new person. Her name is Donna. Donna, thank you for being so patient. And welcome. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Oh, hey, welcome. Girl. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Hey.
Gary, you're just simply awesome. I just want to start out by saying that.
Thank you. Thank you. You are. What's your question?
Well, it's really hard. November, I was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer. It's okay. In my T12 vertebrae and right. In my lymph nodes.
Right. Okay.
And then January 3rd, my best friend died of cancer.
Okay. Yeah, you got it going on. Okay. So glad. I'm glad I'm talking to you. And you're a challenge, frankly, being honest with you. Right? Because I see this dimension is so darkened down, it's black. Okay. Now it's not. Okay. How warm are you feeling?
I'm feeling tingly.
Okay, good. All right. Let me clear all this. Give me a minute. Keep in mind, I've only been in this dimension a very short time. So everything I do, I always make it look easy and seamless. I could be doing a million things in my head and you guys would never know it. But this one is not, it's a brand new thing for me to be able to clear this whole, there we go. There we go. Oh my God. Woo. Feel your lungs open. Oh, there you go. She took a breath. See, feel your lungs opening up. Your lungs, all of a sudden you can breathe. See?
Yeah.
Different feeling. The reason you feel yourself being able to breathe is because you're going to keep breathing. Okay. And so that's what that is. Hang on. There we are. Now then you got all these God matrixes that came down into your body. It looks like it's raining these things. And these are brilliant looking sunshines. You guys that can project healing to her. There we are. Everything went super, super bright, super, super lit. Now how warm are you?
Very.
Okay.
I want to cry.
That's okay. Crying is good because crying, you can't heal without a tear. That's the way healing works. You're going to cry a little bit when you heal a lot of it. And so there we go. There we go. There we are. There we are. And that's your healing energy. That's your healing energy. The only thing I did is get rid of the block. And that's what your God matrices look like. It's raining those things on you. Okay. There we go. And feel how you can breathe better again. You had another shift and all of a sudden you had another shift and you can breathe better. You see? There we go. Your head went quiet. Hear how quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got your higher selves out of this hell dimension that they were stuck in. There we go. Now it got quiet again. Nice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There we are. I think you're just going to get, here's my, I see you getting better and better and brighter and brighter. Drink a lot of water. Okay. And so that's what I see. Drink a lot of water. Do you usually drink? Oh, good. You're drinking a lot of water. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Drink a lot of water, honey. It's important. There we go. Boy, now your lungs are on fire. Feel that?
I do.
Good. I see different parts of your body and different organs in your body lighting up to a healing place. So this is what you have to do. Stay in this space. You're going to be very, very sleepy. Okay? Know that through the healing process with this dimension, once I clear this dimension, because I cleared it off of me, I never slept so much in my life. I'm like, you know, but I've never been so sick in my life. This is you're going to feel really good. You're going to feel really good. There we go. Let me know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you. Can you tell me if Lolly ate it? She crossed over. Okay.
She's crazy. She was funny, right? Yeah. She says she's young, hot, and sexy. Yeah. Yeah, she's out of her mind. She's doing good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. She can see you clear. She loves you. She rides in the car with you. And so, yeah, she's good. Good luck, honey.
God bless you, Gary.
You. Yeah. Let me know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
When I'm looking at her, I'm seeing her body organs light up in different colors. You know, I'm watching her liver light up in a golden color. I'm watching her lungs light up in super bright white light. I'm watching her pancreas change into a green rainbow color. And I'm seeing all of these healing colors, you know, lighting up inside of her. What is that doing? Well, it's healing her, I think. And we'll see. So it's like, these are, you know, anytime I see a dimension shift or a light coming into a new place, a new dimension, or into you guys, I try to tell you about it so that you guys will be aware of what's going on. Why am I so sleepy all the time? What is happening with me? Can my mental thoughts really keep me alive on the planet Earth? Can my mental thoughts keep me healthy and keep my spouse healthy or my family members healthy or whatever it is, right? And so, and the answer is yes. Yeah. Yeah. Be positive, send love, light to everybody. Don't be too judgmental. You know, let that go. Just be one. And if you're one, you'll find that you have the power of everybody. You have the power. The power of oneness is the power of two and more. And so you guys are really able to do this. You really are. And you're very special. I look so forward to working with you and continuing to work with you and figure out as we go everything. You'll see a lot of you guys. I'm seeing all the screens passing in front of me, a whole bunch of you guys. And I see a lot of people rubbing their tears. You see, this was a very special tapping in with Gary Spivey because it was talking about healing and light. And we got rid of all this dark, this mean dark dimension that's been making a lot of people sick or killing you. And so stay healthy and don't die. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you guys. I'll see you here on Tapping In, the Energy Clearings of Wednesday. Appreciate you. Love you back. Love you. Thank you. Thank you so much.